Welcome to the Timbiscuit Podcast. Today we are live from People's Bar, and today we've got a new guest that is...
Becky.
So, we've just been talking about you travelling. You've just come back from Australia from 4 weeks off.
Yeah, so I've been there for about...
Well, not 4 weeks off, but you've been back for four weeks.
Yeah, so I moved there about 2 years ago. I generally didn't know what the hell to do, so I was like, right, I'll just go on a holiday that ended up being a... quick overnight decision of just staying there.
And how long was you there? Was it 2 years?
2 years, yeah. So I was in Queensland for the first 4 weeks, and then I went to Melbourne for the rest of it, and I got into such a comfy position that I didn't move. So I didn't really do the travelling that I was actually planning on doing. Just stayed there.
If like people wanted to travel to Australia, is there any like requirements that need you to do it?
Yeah, so normally you just... you have to do it the first year, so it's a working holiday visa, which is a year. But to get that, you have to at least have a certain amount of money in your bank, just to prove that you can live there for a year.
How much is that?
I think it's around £2,000.
It's
not
bad, is it?
No, because on your working holiday, so you'll be earning there. It's just for the first month, just in case you don't get any work, and then just making sure that you pass all the questions they ask, like if you've got any convictions or anything. But
would you get in with the caution, because I've got a police caution?
So it depends what it is. They're actually
firearms.
Yeah, a bit more detail with Becky about
that. I built a taser.
Nice.
And I put it on Instagram and someone grassed me up, then I had a knock on the door about 6 months later, and it, like, he was cool. I got it, gave it to him, then said you need to come in for a voluntary interview, which isn't really a voluntary interview. It's either you come or we'll come and arrest you. So I had to get a solicitor. The solicitor said, what on earth made you possess you to do? It's like pretty serious.
Yeah.
And I was looking online and everything, and I was reading everyone's getting 5 years, 10 years, like,
really?
Fucking hell. And the officer said, you want to out of the house? And he went, no, I hadn't been anywhere. I just made it to get likes on Instagram. About 2 weeks later, I got a phone call and said the sergeant's decided not to. You just will get simple caution. Which I think as soon as you get it, I think it goes, but it still stays on your record or something.
Okay.
So, but yeah, someone grassed me up. So be careful what you put online. But I just did it for likes, and the officer said, you're a bit eccentric, and it's stupid, and you're not going to do it again. And he went, no. But, like, the officer, I heard him overspeak. I heard him talking to my solicitor, and he said, look, he's been playing ball with us from the very... get go. And my solicitor said, you can't really say no comment because you've sort of said everything to them.
Yeah.
And that was it. So going back,
how many likes did you get?
I just took it down, and like the officer said, it don't matter if you took it down. And I went, that's not the reason why I took it down. I just, but yeah, it was just like the parts you can buy on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
You can build it with under
upgrade for a spud gun, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's like, but they didn't send it off to get evaluated. They just said, basically, you're dick, don't do it again. Then I had to go back to the station in Grimsby, get my fingerprints taken and my DNA swab, but the system wasn't working to have a photo taken. Which was good.
Yeah, that's pretty good for you.
Yeah, so, but I've got police in the family as well, so that didn't go down too well. So he just said, because it's different district, you say, but he said the guy who family said you're a knob. You're a fucking idiot, basically.
Well, at least you could make it, though.
And it's not the first time I've been in trouble before, where I went to this test site and they got my number. It's like a privatised weapon testing site, it was in like Foldingworth.
Hmm.
And he had a call from Lincolnshire Intelligence telling him not to go there again.
Oh, yeah.
Get out of jail free. I'm literally not allowed to play it anymore. But anyway, I don't think I'd get into, because like, I really want to go to America.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure I'd get in with that caution.
I feel like it depends on each case, though. Like, until they know, then like, they ask you questions on it, and they just say, like, if you have, just explain it, and then they'll go from there. So every case will probably be different.
Yeah, because caution's out of that. I think if you get convicted with it, it's a bit more.
Yeah.
But because of what it was, I don't think it's the best idea. So you got in no like problems?
No, I'm a good girl, secretly.
So, everyone who says that isn't. So did you have a sponsor there then? Or?
No, so I actually have an auntie and uncle there. They lived over there, so I had family as well. So luckily, I didn't have to pay much for accommodation.
So did you give them out? Oh, you can hire the microphone up, to be fair. Because we have problems with people's microphones, don't we, Brett?
We do have problems.
I'm getting lapels. I'm getting lapels after Christmas.
To be fair, I didn't have a problem.
You didn't, no.
But I was late.
A certain night. Somebody did. He just decided to put it on the table and take that
out. And I was laid horizontal on my couch.
I was saying, it's very tempting just to...
Cuddling me.
Snuggling.
With my
stroking your beard.
Stroking my beard with my big fat belly after you fed me.
I didn't say that.
I've just said that. It was good. So, yeah, we've got Brett from Social Burger back as well.
Hello, everyone.
He's been kind enough.
What do you think to my tables?
I like it. As I say, Andy's records is going back years.
Yeah. Do you get it? Like, do you understand the game?
Yeah, you've got to, there's a drinking game, isn't it? And then you place a drink where your friend, think you've done it. I've had it explained.
I've explained it so well.
Sorry,
late. I just wanted you to make you think that I knew.
You knew.
See your eyes gazing at certain ones thinking, have I done that? Have I not done that?
I would tell you a fact about board games, but I'm doing a fact today on, like, my Instagram. So,
I don't follow you on Instagram.
Oh, you should do, because I've done fact today.
I do, really.
The first fact of the day was Kellogg's Cornflakes was invented to stop people from masturbating.
Please continue.
Oh, yeah.
100% true fact. It was. Because, like, Dr. Kellogg thought that the high fibre would suppress the sexual desire, but his brother wanted to have sugar on it all. And there you go. And C-3PO, in the original Star Wars... wasn't all gold, he had a silver leg.
Nice.
Silver half a leg. And today's fact is, if you haven't seen it on Instagram, is, you know, when you crack a whip,
yeah,
the, like, crack your hair is a sonic boom because it breaks the sound barrier. Fact of the day.
Say that one again.
I'm running out of facts now. When you go with a whip, it's the sonic boom that's making the crack. It's not the leather on leather, it's breaking the sound barrier. It's going so fast it creates a sonic boom. And that's the crack you hear.
I'll get it out later and give it a go.
Why, you looked at me like I'm lying.
I've got an amazed face.
My facts are ace. I like put them on YouTube, but someone's trolling me on YouTube.
Trolling you?
Yeah, so I've stopped putting them on YouTube.
You have
now
to remember that I am
Is it you? Trolling, someone's taking the piss by saying about the...
Oh, trolling?
Yeah, trolling. Because I've got a cold. Someone said about the 10-second clip about Kellogg's Cornflakes saying they shouldn't have done that, they should have just watched your 10-second clip. So I liked it. I'm not going to bow down to trolls because I troll people, so I know what they're like.
That's the smell on your face.
My theory is, kill them with kindness.
Yes. And I would block him on or her, but... Because it's a free speech, I believe you can have your right to say. I'm not bothered.
Well, opinions.
Yeah. He ain't got any or they ain't got any videos. I keep saying he.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be doing that anymore.
No.
It's them.
They.
Well, is it though?
I have no idea anymore.
So, you passed the test to get into Australia.
Yes.
you didn't do a Bart Simpson and take your pet lizard there, did you? So it bred.
Nah, all good.
Were they really strict there? Because, like, you see on the customs... programs, don't you? They're really strict in Australia for, like, bringing any food back.
Yeah, I just always get stopped. It just moved my appearance, clearly, because every airport I've ever been to, I always get stopped. I've been to Australia a few times now with my family being there. The first time I went, I was four. Even when I was four, I got stopped by the sniffer dogs for food. Yeah, so every time I've gone to Australia or anywhere in the world, I've always been stopped for something and taken to the screen and been swabbed down and everything.
Been swabbed down?
Yeah.
That sounds really creepy, especially if you're four years old.
Oh, not the 4 years old one.
Get
but
swabbed down.
When I was four, I had the sniffer dogs. I went to go stroke them and they could smell something in my bag and it turned out it was food.
You don't go to stroke sniffer dogs?
I was a kid. It was big, nice and fluffy.
You had sniffer dogs once at the pier. And like they said, don't go and stroke the sniffer dogs.
Yeah.
So I stroked it and it sniffed me and said, you can't come in no more. I was like, oh.
And how old was you?
I was something like 18 or 19.
Yeah, but no, I think when I was 18, when I was in Nice, I got swabbed down. They was patting me down my belt.
How do you get swabbed down?
My belt. They were swabbing it for drugs and stuff. And they literally said, oh, it's your belt. And then they did it, and I was like, oh, it's not. But I was like, no, I've just wasted like 2 hours of my time.
But yeah, like, because when you say I get swabbed down, I imagine you'd get taken to this room naked and just get swabbed and just swabbing you.
I love the smell on your face. You've got as well, the imagination.
No, that's what it sounds like.
No, so, yeah.
What about this for a live update? Anthony Wayne, do you know the gentleman?
No.
Said if Rick had told me, I'd have been down today. You've not been telling people.
I have. I've been advertised Anthony Way. Who's Anthony Way? Oh, I know.
Carol Marie Lorenz.
Yes.
She's interested.
Yeah.
These friends of yours.
Well, Anthony's been on a podcast a few times. And he knows where it is. And it's not my fault he can't read an invite or come on to my story. It's because I'm not on Facebook, you see.
Yeah.
I've left Facebook. But going back to Australia, so you got in, you've got sort of free accommodation.
Yeah.
Did you already have a job when you went there then? Or?
So for hospitality, you have to do something called an RSA. So if you want to serve alcohol, you have to do a course to prove that you're eligible to serve alcohol. So it's about $50. It's like a five-hour course. And yeah, they literally take you through everything from, you know, all the basics that you know, like just no under 18s.
Because it's 18 over there, is it?
Yeah, 18 over there, no under 18s. They're over 25, similar rules here, but they're very strict with their drinking. So if you slurred your words or if you stumbled, or you could literally get stopped serving. So they don't have the problem like Clear Thoughts does. It's literally like they stop you and no one, it's pretty chill. It's a good thing.
Was that hard to come out of in England if someone came up and slurred the words? Was some, like, you're like, I can't, oh no, yeah, you can, you're all right.
It's hard now I've come back, because I've done it for two, the first day is like, the first day on the job, it was literally like, I don't know what to do, because I've been so used to saying no. But also, like, back to when I wasn't working in Cleef Ups before I left, this is just Cleef Ups. But Australia are very strict with it. But it's a good thing, because they don't argue back. They're happy to leave, and it's very...
No problems, mate.
No problem, mate. It's true.
Is it?
Yes.
Did he actually say good day? Or is that just a fallacy?
That's just a fallacy. It's how you going? Hey, how you going? What they say. I mean, good day is like the odd, if you're out in the outback.
Is it?
You're VB.
Like Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah.
That's been kind of VB. I don't think I've tried VB. Do they sell it in the UK? They do, don't they?
Some places do, yeah. It's very popular over there.
Is
obviously, because it's, yeah, Victorian bitter, but...
It's a bitter, is it? It's not a lager, then.
Yeah, VB is Victorian bitter. That's what it's known for. It's not a lager. The lager's Carlton Draft. And the fact for you is a keg of Carlton gets changed every 46 seconds in Australia. Yeah,
Big
all of Australia. So a keg.
Yeah, of course you are. Yeah. I don't know if you'll be picked
time.
Up on that.
No, so yeah.
My time.
I feel like if I butt in from like sit next to the mic though, it's not really butting in. It's not gonna have the same effect.
You could sit there.
Yeah, but then I'm like in the conversation whereas
But you're in the conversation anyway.
I like to be on the periphery of this one.
Looking in.
Yeah.
Standing
I'm
out.
Actually quite enjoying just watching you both chat away.
Watching me work.
Because your eyes get dead excited when you get excited.
Did they?
Someone's conversation, yeah. Like the light up.
That makes me sound creepy.
No, it actually put me at ease when you came to my house and laid on the sofa.
That was the roofie. I slipped in your drink. That's
what's
the
coffee.
No, I got a drink. Oh. It's over there. I have to chuck it in. I don't have roofies, by the way. So,
Not anymore.
No, I've used them on Brett.
No, used it.
46 seconds in
Australia.
Yeah,
so in Australia, a keg of Carlton Draft gets changed every 46 seconds. That's how, the place I worked at with
even
giant
at night,
tags, tanks.
Like, sort of even at night time?
Yeah, all day, yeah.
Because is it the same time zone in Australia, or have you got different time zones?
Different time zones. So, we are, Melbourne's 10 hours ahead of England, and I think Queensland is 9, so it goes like an hour. I think there's 3 time zones in Australia. 2 or 3, definitely 2 or 3.
That's strange, isn't
it? So if you flew from Melbourne to Queensland, that's an hour's different there. But it's a 3 hour flight.
No,
it's an hour's difference.
Did you see any spiders? I know we was talking before you came on. I don't think I'd like to go to Australia because everything can kill you there. Everything's venomous. Not poisonous, it's venomous.
No. Honestly, though, as I said earlier, like I've seen more spiders in the 4 weeks I've been back than I did the 2 years there. Like, it was so rare. You had your house spiders, obviously, but nothing that...
Because yeah, I don't think I could honestly tell you a difference between a tunnel web and a house spider if I was over there. I could tell, like, a black widow.
I'm saying this, it probably was a spider, but no, I don't know the difference either, to be honest.
Did them, like, you see any of them really big spiders they have over there? Like, you see in webs and that?
Yeah, they are pretty big spiders when you see them. Like, when you see the webs, you're like, oh, and you sort of step back, and then you see the spider, it's like, oh, bloody hell, it looks like a actual insect.
The fact for you again. But
a fact for you. Here's something for you before you go. Well, you're not going anywhere.
No, I'm not going anywhere.
4 hours before you go off on that fact run. Is this, are they portable, those things? Because there's quite a debate going on the corner of Seaview Street at the moment between a lot of councillors about the horrific state of the parking.
Is there?
That'd be quite interesting.
I'm not interested. No. I'm not bothered about politics.
It's quite a topical situation around.
Well, some numpty's fucking done the Seaview Streets too small, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what they're all discussing out there.
Well,
yeah.
It's
quite an irate bunch of people, you know.
Is there?
Yeah.
I can't get my Land Rover parked!
Planning 101.
I can't do this. Yeah. Well, you shouldn't have such a big car. No, that's what I'd say to them. But it's not my choice. Freedom of expression and all that.
Well, and also that it's a Clio that can't get parked in that space.
All right. Well, maybe it's a woman driving. Who knows?
Wow. You went there, didn't you?
You went there.
Right. I drive for a living, and more or less or not, right. It's women that cause the issue. Along with lorry drivers that just pull out when the fucking
nano. That's not politically correct.
Well, this is not politically correct podcast, is it? This is free speech. But it is true. And it's no...
It's not true.
It is. The majority of the bad drivers are women that I've found.
You look at any insurance statistic and it'll tell you the opposite.
I've had my fair share of crashes.
So your own personal experience leads you to this assumption?
One crash I had was on Grimsby Road. I hit one car and the car I hit the other car in front.
Wow.
Not my fault, though. The sun was in my eyes.
As you say, with a smile on your face, it wasn't my fault.
Didn't mean to do it. But now I'm so careful. So careful. I am.
Your smile's so misleading.
It's not. Everyone says I've got a cheeky smile. I've got a nice smile. I'm a nice person.
Yeah.
I agree. Both statements, yeah.
What, a cheeky nice smile?
That you're a nice person.
I am a nice person.
And that you...
I'm trying to be a nice person. I, thought that I'm going to be even nicer next year.
Is that your New Year's resolution?
Yeah.
New Year.
So I can be an arsehole for the rest of the time. I just think I've been a bit of an arsehole this year with people, on my opinions. I thought, just let and let it live. That's why I'm not voting. We've just been talking about that, haven't we? I'm not going to vote in this.
So you're not voting, which gives you... less of an option to...
I don't think there's no one to vote for, is there?
There's always somebody to vote for.
Well, there is, so
the
I might...
of all the evils.
I might just spoil my ballot and just write the Tim Biscuit podcast on it and post it.
Did you get in touch with Roy Horobin? We spoke about that, didn't we?
Who?
Roy Horobin.
Who's Roy Horobin?
The Liberal Democrat candidate.
No.
You need to get him on.
Well, if they're anything like Labour, they're not going to come on, are they?
Roy will come on.
Will he?
Yeah, he's quality.
I'll message him.
Bloke. Really genuinely nice bloke that... lives and breathes Cleethorpes.
Does he?
Yeah.
Are you voting Lib Dem?
I vote Roy.
Do you?
I vote Roy.
I would vote Lib Dem, but the reason that I'm not going to vote Lib Dem is because they're going to do the Brexit thing. They're going to take it back, and everyone voted to get out. And I'm like, well, did everyone really know the facts of it? And I'm like, I don't care. I'm just not going to vote. So I'm going to stick one of my stickers on my ballot form.
Did you bring any stickers with you today?
I did bring some stickers with me today.
I haven't done what I promised you I'd do and put your sticker on my people basket.
I noticed, and I haven't done what I promised you I would do, and that's watching Taskmaster. But I did start watching on Netflix Man Down with Greg Davison, and now Netflix have taken it off. Which is an arsehole move to do. There you go.
Just one.
Well, no, you can have them out, and the thing is that when people come, it's like being at the dentist. You can say so you got to stick it in your thing.
I will do.
So. Where are we? There's no spiders. So, you didn't see any... you see any snakes in Australia?
Yeah, so I went... me and my cousin was driving from Brisbane to Melbourne, which is, a good couple of day drive. So we decided to go on, a little camping holiday. So we did 7 days. We went from Brisbane to, well, Sanchi Cove to Brisbane, and then we went to Port Macquarie. And then as we went down, we went to a place called Jarvis Bay, and it was absolutely stunning. One of the whitest beaches, well, highest beaches, one of the whitest beaches in the world. And just around the corner is like a little camping site. And me, my cousin's about 5'10", and we had a two-man tent, and we didn't realise that we both couldn't fit in it along with our stuff. So we had to keep the door open. And so we left the tent door open, and then we had to go for a walk to go back to the car the next day. And as we was going back to the car, we was just going out the camping site, and this guy was waving. And I was like, oh, look, he's waving at us. And I started waving back, and he's like, well, keep waving. I was like, why is he waving at me? I don't know him. And then you just see him, like, point. And then as you see, there's just a red-bellied black snake right in front of us. And he was telling us to, like, venomous? Stop. They're quite bad, yeah. Depending. And it was massive. It was a massive red-bellied black. And I just thought he was waving. And I was, like, waving back, really happy. And I saw it. And I was like, oh, my God, that's closer.
Did it raise it singing?
No, it was just happy just travelling along. But then we found out our tent was right next to the swamp area where the snakes were going. There's some snakes in that area as well, and obviously we had the door open.
Good research.
So then we was like, yeah, look at us go. we stayed there another night, but then after that trip we decided to upgrade our tent to one we could both fit in. So we went from a 2-man tent to a 10-man tent.
A 10-man tent?
Yeah, we need a room each.
Right, so how would you fit in a 10-man, like a 10-man, I mean, how would you put it up? I mean, I know how you put it up,
super easy. Like, it was one of those ones that it was, you look at me like that, but it's super easy.
I've put tents up and I've give up. And the other person's
so he put the poles in, and then he put the inside on, stick it in, and then put the top of it over, and you're done.
Yeah, but it's 10 man.
Yeah, but it's easy. All good.
So did you see any lizards? Because I'm guessing there's lizards out there as well.
No, didn't see any lizards. Kangaroos are normally just like wandering around, just go up to them, stroke them. They're pretty friendly.
Did you hit one?
Oh, I didn't. They're actually bigger than you actually think. Like, they're actually, when they stand up, they're
like 6
huge.
Foot,
are
they? Or yeah. Are bigger
some
than
of them
foot?
Are, yeah.
Are they?
Yeah, some of them were they, like, some of the male ones, when they stand up, they're bloody big.
Did we see that video where that kangaroo was attacking that guy's dog?
Yeah.
So we went up to him and knocked the kangaroo out?
Yeah.
Imagine
they can't,
that.
I wouldn't dare. They're very, yeah, they're definitely big. But yeah.
So you went there and you was on about, like a ski resort, you wouldn't associate snow with.
No, so we're in Melbourne. Like, if you travel 1 hour, 2 hours in any direction of Melbourne, you've got the beach one way, you've got the mountains another way, you've got snow mountains the other way. Like, it's literally like in the middle of everything. And I was at a ski resort. I was there for 6 months, so I was there from May until just before I left. So yeah, September time.
So you met loads of cool people.
Oh, so good! I learnt how to snowboard. For free, like, that's what you did in your spare time. Like, yeah, the snow, we got snowed in one weekend, so it was like a metre of snow that we got overnight. Yeah,
it's quite light, isn't it? It's like about just over 3 foot.
Yeah, and it was pretty good because my accommodation was right next door to where I was the bar manager, so I lived next door to work, so it literally took me 2 seconds to get to work.
You couldn't use the excuse of snowed in?
No, I tried to once, because we had our house is on the third floor, like it was like a little lodge.
Oh, right, yeah, I know.
Yeah, but they knew that previously, I did use the snowed-in excuse, but previously, week before, I got a bit drunk and decided to jump off my balcony onto the next balcony. So they said, if you can jump off your balcony, you can come into work. And I was like, bugger!
It's people like you that give English people a bad name. Jumping off your balcony onto another balcony.
I know, I really should like say that a bit more. It wasn't that far, like it's only little. It was a little balcony.
Like, how did you do it? Did you hang off it and then swing yourself into
it?
Well,
because it was like the snow's over a metre. Like, yeah. It didn't even... If I literally just, like I said, just jump over and sort of hung down, my feet touched the snow. Like, it was that high. That I literally just...
fell back.
I did that, yeah. I did like a star. I fell back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alcohol, isn't it great?
It's bad. So was that your main area of work then when you went over there, like alcohol? Not
yeah,
just alcohol,
just
but
alcohol.
Saving alcohol.
Yeah, drinking it. yeah, I was in hospital pretty much straight away after I said the RSA. I got that the next day. Because my first day in Melbourne was the same day as the the gay marriage equality vote. So
right.
That was when I arrived. That was when they got vote for yes that, you know, LGBT can marry. So they had a massive street party that night in Melbourne. and it was one of the best nights. This whole street got cut off, and Stomping Ground were giving away free beer. It was like a, sorry it took us so long, thank you for, you know, being you. And it was just a massive LGBT party.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
It was amazing. It was, yeah, free beer and just like glitter bombs and just literally a massive party. And there was just rainbow flags everywhere and everyone was welcome.
Well, I'll answer the phone on this podcast.
I suppose so.
Right. Anyway.
Yeah, you could go outside, but...
Just in people,
But yeah.
Right,
but
who's
that? Well, it's just an individual that coming to have a drink in here, as it is a... Oh. Open
is,
establishment.
Is it someone I've pissed off on other podcasts?
It's not, but he's got a very loose tongue, so you're going to really enjoy speaking to him.
Am I?
Yeah, really much so. Yeah, that's terrible. That's terrible grammar, isn't it? The sentence was formed in a terrible way. Yes.
So, well, we've got another guest. So, what...
En route.
Is he?
En route.
So what made you come back to the UK then after, like, so you spent, was it 2 years, did you say?
Yeah, there? 2 years. So you only do, so when you do your first year, you have to do farm work or regional work to stay for a second year. So you have to do 3 months on a farm, which I did. So I got my second year.
What did you do on the farm?
Apple and pear picking. Fruit picking. It was horrendous.
It's horrible. I did a bit of strawberry picking in, like, Holland. Got the sack after 6 hours.
Oh, yeah, I got sacked to my first one. Because I bruised the apples too much.
Yeah, that's just your fucking...
Oh, yeah, well, bearing in mind, like, the bins are massive for the apple and pears, and it takes you... you have to have two people in a bin, and it takes about 4-5 hours to fill the bin, but you only get paid $30 between your bikes. So you get paid $15 an hour. Oh, well, $15 for one bin, and you can only do about 2-3 bins a day.
It's hard work, strawberry picking. Or, like, say fruit, like, picking.
Yeah. Because bear in mind, you got the ladders, and then you've got the bags. The sacks in front of you, they weigh up to 30 kilos. So you have to fill the bags up, tip them in the bin. But if you...
I bet you were just up the ladder at the end, not using the sack, just fucking lobbing it in the bin.
Well, yes, you get sacked for it. And then that's it. Like, you rely on your farm work for your money. But, like, you was earning probably about $30, $45 a day, 5 days a week. And your accommodation was about $160 a week. And then your food on top of that. Like, a lot of us used to just rely on just... bread and beans and just soup and stuff. Because
what did they say to you when like they sacked you from
hello.
Well, like, when did what did they say when they sacked you from
like,
they're just sacking you for brewing the fruit, like if you pick it you know too hard, yeah. Or if you drop it, or if you're too rough with it, then that's it.
It's Biscuit, would you like to explain to
it's a like Tin Biscuit podcast, so it's just about talk about anything till 12 till 4.
Well, yeah, after a pint, you are right.
Fully free speech and all unedited.
Yeah, after 6 pints, yeah, it's like all there. You can say whatever you want.
So, was that a highlight of your holiday, like getting sacked from fruit picking?
Oh, some fruit picking. Right. Honestly, every day was a highlight, I think. With Australia, it's one of those that every day for me was a highlight.
Was it?
Every day was a highlight, for sure. Like, it's just something new, different every day. Many drunken stories and experiences. There's one night that I had a bit too much to drink, and it was like a leave and do. Sorry. Yeah, it was like not before I left, and I was that drunk that I went to this bar, and it's known for you losing your dignity. Like, it's one of those bars that everyone goes to in last resort. And I was talking to this wall for about an hour, telling the wall that I've lost my glasses off my face.
What did the wall say?
I don't quite remember. But I do remember... pretending to be a horse and galloping around and telling everyone to ride me, like they've never rode a horse before. So that was
so
the highlight.
So you was going around to people saying,
I was,
ride me.
Ride me like, yeah.
Ride
me
like a horse.
Yep. And I was pretending to gallop around, like, at neighing in people's faces. And I don't remember a thing. I generally don't remember a thing.
Was that the highlight of a story?
Oh, that's like one of my... That was, one of them, yeah. Ride me like a horse.
Brilliant.
One of the stories. I just thought I was that drunk that I just couldn't see. When it generally turns out that I just didn't have my glasses on my face.
So where were your glasses?
I have no idea. It's probably still in the bar somewhere.
What, still now?
These are new, yeah. I had to get new ones.
So, like... Because it sounds like you had an amazing time over there. So why did you come back to good old England?
Good old England. The visas. 2 years, and then you have to think about another visa. So it's either sponsorship or, study and sort of visa. So for me, I feel like it's one of those that I loved it, but then also I've got the travel bug now. So it's like if I come home, save up, do it all over again somewhere else, because that would be just another great experience. Like,
so what's your future plans then?
I will be going back to Australia next year for a holiday, a World Is Out holiday. And then, yeah, New Zealand is definitely on the list.
Yeah.
Asia, like, when you think about it, there's so many places to go that there's things to see. And I just generally, I would love to stay and I would love to go back to Australia, but there's so much to see and I never know what's going to be there. So
would you recommend it to anyone?
Australia, like, yeah, for sure. Like, I have no doubt about it that I would tell everyone to go in a heartbeat.
Do you think you're going to like stay in England and live, or would you like to live abroad?
I would like to live abroad. It's one of those that the hardest thing is making like friends. That is generally the hardest thing, because the friends in Australia did become my family. So leaving them was harder for me than when I left England. So yeah, leaving them behind was quite hard, but that's probably the hardest thing. Like, it's great because you're meeting all these new people from all over the world. I've got friends from the ski resort alone. I met people from France. I met people from Thailand, all over the world. And they've all asked, you know, we've all said, oh, if you come here, come stay with me. And I got offered a job in Japan through somebody I met. I got offered a job
in Japan.
Working on the ski resort in Japan. So I would do 6 months in Japan and then, yeah.
Well, why didn't you do that?
That's on the plan. Unfortunately, when I was on the ski resort, the time frame wasn't right. Yeah. So I would have had to have gone to Japan pretty quickly. And I said, I don't really want to rush it. But the job's there for next year. So the plan, Japan from October till April, that's their ski season. Thailand, I got offered a job in Thailand.
Really?
Yeah, in a hostel. My friend owns a hostel. So, oh, yeah,
don't,
she was like...
in a hostel. You've like seen
oh, yeah, depends which hostel it is. She says it's a hostel.
Have you... what happens if you met someone in, like, the UK that you fell in love with? Would you still go abroad, or would that be a thing to hold you back? Or, like, because, like, you, like, hear people going abroad, meeting people, getting married, living out there.
Yeah.
And things like that. Does that factor, or do you think you're just going to, like, just...
That doesn't really bother me, but I feel like I have to wait and see. I'm quite happy just to be like, right, I see, like, I'm off on holiday for a bit. But no, I had a few, a lot of my friends was like, I'll marry you if you can stay. And I was like, I'm so tempted to do it. But then also, it's like, oh,
nothing
I'm
like,
not that...
Nothing like home, though, is there?
No, that's the thing. Like, yeah, family here, it's home.
It is.
Home away from home.
But do you miss it? And do you miss the people there? I'm like guessing you do.
In Australia or here?
Well,
I do miss them more in Australia. Yeah, definitely. Like, we speak every day. I still, we still have contacts and stuff. And it is really hard.
And what do people think of Brits then? Like, sort of in Australia?
They've got a little bit of a reputation.
For what? Drinking?
Drinking, yeah. I definitely outdrink everybody there. Yeah. Because they don't, like, over the laws, like, you can't really drink that much.
Yeah, it's like,
so.
I'm guessing it's like America. I mean, I've never been to, as I said, I've only been to, like, Amsterdam and, like, Germany. But I'm guessing we've got a reputation for being violent and...
Oh, yeah.
And, like, drinking.
Well, there's a lot of English people there. I probably met more non-Australian people than Australian people in Melbourne, definitely. But, yeah, Irish and English is what Melbourne is pretty much.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
What sort of foods did you try over there? Did you try anything like snake or wombat?
No, I did it previously. A couple of years ago, I had kangaroo burgers.
It's nice kangaroo, though.
Yeah. Crocodile.
What do you think of crocodile? I've tried crocodile.
It's
a
few years ago, but it's not bad. It's not as bad as I thought it would be.
It's got a texture steak and a taste of... It's got an aftertaste of that really manky fish.
Yeah.
And it's horrible. Horse is nice.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
No.
Try a horse and zebra. Zebra's nice. There's a place just outside Horncastle that's called Ostrich Links that sells all the food like that.
I've heard of that, actually.
They sell that Wagyu beef.
Yeah.
That's that Japanese beef that's, like, really marbled and that.
Okay. Well, when I moved to Melbourne, I turned vegan. So, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. At my first day in Melbourne, I went vegan.
And you're still vegan now?
Still vegan now. 2 years, yeah.
I'm going to look at your shoes.
Yeah, they're fake.
Yeah. How hard is it being vegan then now? I mean, why did you turn vegan in Australia?
Originally, it's because my cousin was vegetarian and she said no meat in the house. So that was the one thing that she said. That was the one rule, is you're not allowed meat in the house, which I respected. I said, that's fine, I'll just go down the road and have, chicken, steak, whatever. But then I thought, well, I might as well just give it a go.
But
there's so
from
many
vegetarian
different
to veganism, that's
well,
really...
Well, I actually went straight to vegan. I didn't even go veg.
Like milk, cheese, honey.
Chocolate. That was the biggest thing I think I missed. But I think Melbourne was the best place to do it because there's so much there that you don't even think about it. Half the places are vegan and vegetarian. They cater for it really well. Some of the foods are absolutely out of this world. So yeah, for sure, it was one of those that it was interesting. I didn't do it for any other reason generally until, you know, and then I started watching the documentaries and stuff.
I couldn't be vegan. I have tried vegetarianism, but I failed on a chicken soup.
Chicken soup.
Yeah.
Well, when you actually look on a lot of the conversations, the ingredients, a lot of stuff is actually vegan, like not on purpose.
Yeah.
So yeah, but the food out there was, I think it was definitely the place to do it.
Do you regret being vegan now? There's so much food in like Cleethorpes and Grimsby, like Beast
Burger.
There's
so much there's so much vegan though. Like there is so much vegan now that I don't even think about it.
No,
even when I was out there, I did a 1 day course and it was a fashion course and it taught you about leather. And it taught you how to make your own leather bag and how the materials you can use and what people use now. So, it's just fascinating. That's one thing I love is that it's fascinating. And I've learned how to cook. And I can never cook.
I've learned how to cook.
I was super lazy when I moved out there. And I was ready meals after ready meals. But now I've been making... I made a mimic of pulled pork out of aubergines and a eggplant.
What do you get, like, when people say, I don't understand the vegans or vegetarian, like, sort of vegetarians when they have substitute meat, because it sort of contradicts.
Yeah, some of them do it for the way it looks. I'm not a fan of that. Like, I like fresh veg and fruit, and I like to create things with that. It's, on a last resort, I'll go and I'll get, like, some fake chicken, and it does look like chicken, but that's just the last result. I generally enjoy the cooking aspect. I made a cheese out of potato and carrot. Like, it's just so much fun to experiment with food. And spices, and it's so interesting.
What food do you miss the most from
I'm a massive chocolate fan. Chocolate, but now there's so much now that it's, but it, for me it's like Smarties and Toblerone and your flavoured chocolate. That's
what about meat? What sort of meat do you miss?
I don't, because I never really ate red meat.
Didn't you?
No, I was a big chicken and salmon person because I played a lot of football. So I always got, you know, that Jordan to me, that, you know, protein. And
Didn't you play a lot of football in Oz then, in like Australia?
I learned how to play AFL, so one of the greatest sports.
What's that?
That is Australia Football League.
Oh, that's a bit rough though, isn't it?
It is.
We're
so
like,
good.
Just like, jump up and smash someone in the face. I've seen it on television. It's some like rugby, but for like, harder people, I suppose.
It's, I tried it and I thought, you know, I played football for about 12 years, 13 years in Grimsby and Cleethorpes, and I went to there and I thought, you know what, I can do it. Like, I've played sport for a while, I've got the fitness for it. I think I lasted 10 minutes. Like, I shit you not, the amount of running they do is
crazy.
They run at least a marathon every game.
26
at least
miles.
Between in a game, there was an article I read that they can run up to a marathon, some of them, yeah.
So, when you was in the UK, what football team did you play for?
So, I played for, I signed up a school team, and then when I was 10, I played for Hull College Girls' Centre of Excellence. Hull College, yeah.
Why Hull?
Because it was a centre of excellence. So, it was, one of those. And then when I was 13, yes, I am. When I was 13, I went to Lincoln.
Yeah.
Lincoln Ladies' Centre of Excellence. Just keeping that up there. And then I made it, I had trials at England.
You had trials for England?
Yeah, under 17s.
Fucking, that's amazing, that's brilliant.
Yeah, I didn't last long.
How many kick-ups can you do?
I could do a fair few. We had a football game the other day, actually, and I was doing it. I feel I was a defender, though. I'm one of those that just gets put in the back just to block everybody. Yeah. The stocky one.
You that should get one of them hacky sacks. Obviously you've seen the hacky
sacks. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You should start doing some hacky sack tricks.
I know, for next time.
I'm like not very good at kick-ups. I am like, can do one knee, maybe
one knee,
and then it goes that way. How like,
is that one of is it one of those with a piece of string where it calls back to you?
It's funny, isn't it? And I like sort of and I don't rack. Do I toe the ball and egg it, make it into an egg? Yeah. You know when you get the ball, it's rather than you chuck it up and it turns into an egg. So do you miss playing football, or do you think that's something you get back into?
I do. Yeah, I do miss it. I am looking to get back into it. But AFL was definitely, it was a really good sport. Like, it was, but I loved watching it. I went for the Hawthorn Hawks. I'm a Hawks fan.
Right.
So I went quite a lot to the games.
You need to get Brett to get a football team together on, like, social. Like, sort of, and like being with the women.
We're going to start a society football team.
What, who, women or men?
Yeah, we've got a men's football team.
Well, if you need a manager. You've got a netball team? A
society netball team.
Have you? Yeah. That's ace.
Yeah.
Now sort of loads of people are coming in. So, yeah, you sort of should get back into football. I I used to date a Grimsby Town football player.
Yeah? Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they've got a grizzly tape. They've got a, yeah. Oh, I don't know. I would like to get back into it.
What football? Sorry, go on.
I was saying, I haven't played in a while, though, so I don't know how good I'll be.
What football team do you support?
I am a Manchester United fan, but I'm not, because I haven't seen it in over 2 years. I haven't really followed up on them. I got stuck in AFL, so.
I used to support Chelsea, but that's only because I used to like Holland, and Ruud Gullit was playing manager, so But, yeah, that's like the reason why.
I haven't followed it in a long time. I don't enjoy it anymore. I feel like with the men's, it's so dramatic.
It is. It's especially so with the racism coming up and that. Well, yeah, because like the girls have like broken nose and still play.
My coach for Lincoln was Casey Stoney, who was an England player. She was England captain, and she was GB captain for the Olympics. Right. So she was my coach when I was at Lincoln my last year. And now she is the Manchester United ladies manager. So, yeah, that's my claim to fame.
there was last week or the week before that, there was an article in the Telegraph about a woman becoming Grimsby Town manager.
Yeah. Well, a few of my friends are at the Grimsby Town at the minute. I've got plenty of, obviously I played against some of them, and I've been friends with some of my teammates, with a lot of the girls in Grimsby, Grimsby Town and Borough and Clee Forbes as well, so...
Even if it's a five-a-side team, you should get Brett to get a five-a-side
team.
I'm
very competitive. Five-a-side.
Get a five-a-side. Different skill set, though, I'd imagine, because like, can't you? Is it five-a-side? You can't hit it over your head on five-a-side. Isn't that still the case?
I've played five-a-side since I was about 14. So.
Well, it's got a seven ground, isn't it? It's got a cackle of radio.
Yeah. But like, sort of, you can hit it against the wall, and it can bounce off as well. Yeah. Can't you? Yeah. And use them cool balls, them silver fluffy balls. Well, there you go. Well, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
I would say you on Instagram and that. So if anyone have you put your stories on Instagram from Australia? Or is it?
Yeah, there's plenty on there.
Like, would you want people looking
at
Instagram from around
there? Go for it.
I will add you on Instagram, then I'll get your Instagram and put it on.
Perfect. Thingy.
Because we've got listeners from India now, Thailand.
Oh, really?
Got one person from Iran. So.
Nice.
America, Michigan, so big shout out all to them. And Australia as well. We've got quite a few people in Australia.
Worldwide.
And Canada. Worldwide. Hopefully getting worldwider. So we'll get you on Instagram, put your description there and that. We're thinking about I'm thinking of doing this like it was one big podcast but in different parts.
Oh, nice.
Because it's all unedited. So I was thinking, how's the best place to do it? So we'll just do it in like people by a live podcast in one part, two part, three part, four part. So you'll be part one.
Part one. Oh, always the one.
Brilliant stuff. Well, thanks for coming on. And cheers for that. Thank you. Bye. Bye. The Tea Biscuits Podcast.